My name is Ivy, and welcome to Spiritus, a weekly podcast all about your favorite ghost stories. Episode 13, The Devil's Carriage. You are standing outside of the towering Roos Hall in Suffolk. Snow has begun to fall from the night sky. It is Christmas Eve night, after all. But you hear something. It sounds far away, no matter. You turn to go inside, but the sound gets louder. Ah, the clatter of horse hooves. Just a carriage passing by. Or are they? As it gets closer, you can hear the rickety wheels on the uneven ruts in the road, every so often the faint crack of the driver's whip. Who could be coming to pay a visit at this late hour? And it sounds like they are picking up speed. The loud neigh of a horse startles you, and you are met with a harrowing sight. A pitch-black carriage and its black horses is quickly approaching the very door you are standing in front of. Worse yet, you notice something frighteningly off about the driver. The lack of a head. You jump to the side and the carriage comes to a violent halt. The door to the carriage opens and, to your surprise, a beautiful woman comes gliding out. Her skin almost glows in the pale moonlight, surrounded by glittering flutters of Christmas Eve's snow. She looks at you dead in your eyes, and you make the mistake of looking back. Your mind begins to slip. Tales of the Headless Horseman of Roos Hall are a popular Christmastime story. Accounts vary based on who's telling it. Some say that the carriage is seen leaving the manor and vanishing at the end of the property, while others state that glancing into the eyes of the woman who steps out will not only drive you to madness, but her gaze is also deadly and can kill you in an instant. This is a truly dark and ominous tale, and one definitely worth taking a look into. Roos Hall, sometimes called Rose Hall, is a manor house in Suffolk, England. Built in 1583, it was owned by the Roos family and has all of the hallmarks of a typical Elizabethan Tudor-style manor house. Today, the brick facade of Roos Hall may not impress us too much, as many of us live in cities that are full of red brick buildings. Red brick was invented back in 4400 BC in China, so it was by no means nothing new in the 1500s when Roos Hall was built. But in England, other Tudor-style homes during this time were typically white or light gray and other light natural tones. So a deep red brick structure like Roos Hall would have stood out. And the richly molded brickwork highlighting the manor's chimneys and turrets certainly helped it to also stand out and showcase the manor's class and elegance. The manor was also once surrounded by a moat, some of which can still be seen where the ground dips in. And the family history of this location doesn't seem to contain anything too notable, at least in terms of events that we typically associate with causing a haunting. People did live and die, but it's not really the deaths inside that have led to the bulk of the ghost stories we hear today, which have led to some referring to Roos Hall as the most haunted location in Suffolk. Instead, it is a brutal history of death happening on the grounds outside, which may have led to the haunted status of this location. Across the lawn, and approximately 100 feet from the driveway leading to Roos Hall, is a large old oak tree, and trust me, it's hard to miss. It is gnarled and the branches twist and tangle, and the base of the tree itself is odd and boxy in appearance. And it isn't just the appearance of this tree which is so haunting. It is said that this is the former site of the local gibbet. A gibbet was a form of public execution. It was essentially a metal cage that someone was locked in and left to slowly starve to death or die due to exposure to the elements. The gibbet that was once here allegedly took the lives of hundreds of local criminals. This practice was eventually abandoned, and an oak tree would grow in its place. Keeping with the bloody tradition of these grounds, the oak tree was then used for hangings, and it hosts its own paranormal phenomena witnessed by many today. A woman in white, perhaps the same woman from the ghostly carriage, has been seen here, leading to speculation that she was a victim of the gibbet or the hanging tree. Some say that she will circle the tree 6 times in an attempt to summon the devil. Back at Roos Hall, there is also the apparition of a pale young woman or girl who is seen peering from a window from the first floor, although this may be pareidolia. Our brains are hardwired to look for familiar patterns in things, and this often includes human faces. And when it comes to this phenomena with glass window panes, the real cause of the brief human face effect that people witness is usually the warping of the glass, especially with older homes, or reflections on the glass caused by clouds or nearby foliage. That being said, this house was inhabited for over 400 years, so it is sure to have acquired a ghost or two, and this means that the hauntings both inside and of course around the old hanging tree make perfect sense, both being locations with a consistent human presence and, of course, death. But what about the headless horseman or coachman that Roos Hall has now become so famous for? Where did they come from? I believe that there are 3 possible origins for this headless horseman. First is that it was someone who was hung. A more violent hanging, especially if someone's body was left to hang for some time post-death, as was the case on occasion, the victim of the hanging can become nearly decapitated. So maybe the headless horseman is a victim of the hanging tree. Clues for another possible origin can be found inside of Roos Hall, located in an old wooden cupboard. Here, you can find an imprint which is referred to as the Devil's Footprint. Devil's footprint, or sometimes hoof prints, are common across the globe and typically consist of an indent in natural stone, or in this case, marked on wood, which come with devilish folklore to explain their appearance. There is actually a famous example of a devil's hoof print in Ipswich, which is also in Suffolk, England, not too far from Roos Hall. Yet another example that I have to mention comes from Devon, England, where in 1855, after a heavy snow, a trail of hoof-like prints appeared in the town overnight, spanning about 40 to up to 100 miles. And I know what you might be thinking. It was probably just a stray horse or some kind of cloven-hoofed creature. Well, that didn't seem possible, as they weren't just on the ground. These hoof prints also appeared to climb walls and even cross the roofs of buildings. There's a good deal of skepticism behind this particular story, as the marks in question may have been left by the dragging shackles of a large experimental balloon which had been released, and which was also allegedly kept secret after the shackles had also done some property damage. As you can see, devil's footprints or hoof prints are quite the rabbit hole of stories you can fall down, and they sometimes come with a perfectly logical explanation. But what could cause the footprint here in the cupboard at Roose Hall? All I could find online were mentions of the devil's footprint in the cupboard at Roose Hall, but I could not track down any images. I even reached out to Roose Hall via email and inquired about having a photo or two sent my way, but unfortunately, I have not gotten a response yet. All I can really use is my imagination, and I can't help but wonder if it is a knotting pattern of the wood that looks like a footprint, or perhaps even a burn mark. But for now, it remains a mystery to me. Not that the appearance of it matters too much, because I believe that the mere idea and rumor of a devil's hoofprint here could have led to the creation of rumors involving a rather scary horse-drawn carriage. Some European countries are home to folk tales, often told to children, about the dangers of being outside late at night, as the devil, driving or riding in a carriage pulled by black horses, might grab you and throw you inside. Similarly, there is Irish and Scottish folklore of the Cuchtabhor, or silent coach. It is drawn by six black horses and often driven by a headless coachman. Legends of headless horsemen do come from Ireland, known as Gonchian or Dullahan. The Dullahan is a bit more grotesque and is known to remove the eyes of those who gazed upon him as he carries around his rotting head, which resembles moldy cheese in both its looks and smell. Both the Dullahan and Cuchtabhor are known to collect souls of the dead, so they are also viewed as a death omen. And you might be wondering what this has to do with the headless horseman of Roose Hall. Well, you will often find that stories not only cross borders and spread, but that in doing so, accounts will morph and evolve, much like the game of telephone. So this third main theory I want to discuss is that these stories of the gibbet and hanging tree might have brought in this folklore of death coaches who come to collect souls of the newly dead. Over time, this folklore may have carried to Roose Hall, and even married with other possible origins I listed. For example, now the woman in white seen at the hanging tree is also seen in this carriage, and who also has a devilish tie-in, and that running into her can bring upon your own early death. These stories of Roose Hall and ghostly speculations not only live on here within the paranormal community, but also in a novel inspired by its hauntings by the author Janet T. Sawyer, who recalled, and I quote, "A few years ago, I went for a walk along Putting Moor on a dismal morning, and it was very gloomy, and I said to my aunt, 'That house looks odd. It needs a story written about it because it must be haunted.'" From there, Janet collected ghost stories and sightings from her own family and friends in the area. These stories are what inspired her own fictional telling of this location's history and hauntings, titled Jess of Roos Hall, published in 2007. Janet stated, and I quote, "This is a spooky hall. Not only has it been haunted, but I've been haunted too by its stories." I think this is a fantastic note to end on, because I will admit that I personally may not believe an actual headless horseman steering a carriage is seen here every single Christmas Eve, but the stories still grab me nonetheless, and will certainly haunt my own recollections of Roos Hall. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to join me next week for another bone-chilling ghost story. All sources used in my research are linked in the show notes below. You can find Spiritus on Instagram at @spiritus_podcast and search for it on Facebook. Hitting that follow or subscribe button and leaving a rating or review wherever you are listening, especially if it's 5 stars, is more helpful than you know. This podcast is researched, hosted, edited, and produced by me, Ivy Boyd. Music is by Joseph Surikov from Pixabay.